This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a Focus and Amplify study of the last half of the book of Exodus. The focus we determined was true worship is both humbling and exhilarating. We amplified this theme by pointing out that God has plans for our worship. These plans are detailed and designed to show us how to worship Him on His terms. We also saw that God uses people to prepare things for worship and to lead in worship. It is humbling to realize how unworthy we are to worship, because we often fail to follow God's instructions, yet He is gracious in providing a way for forgiveness and restoration. When we do come to Him on His terms, He makes His presence known in unique ways, and that's exhilarating. But to maintain a proper purpose in everything related to true worship, we need to remember that God's glory is the ultimate reason for worship, that we may know Him as He is and follow Him as He leads. Since this is true, I need to apply myself to find out what He wants me to do in preparation for worshiping Him. Has He given me resources or a skill that can be used to prepare what can be used in worship? If so, will I enthusiastically give them or use them for the Lord? As I cultivate an intimate relationship with God as Moses did, am I willing to experience His presence as He chooses to reveal Himself, or do I try to demand what I want God to do? God looks for a broken and contrite heart. God wants to manifest His presence to His people, and He will if we come to Him on His terms.